The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, hello. And perhaps this morning we are all both welcomed by each other, and we are the welcomers. And what a wonderful thing to be the welcomer and the welcomee together. And thank you for all being here and sharing this time with the Dharma, with the meditation. And one of the words that I will use for myself sometimes meditating, especially when my mind is busy, it's hard a little bit to get centered in the present moment. I'll tell myself in a gentle, open, undemanding way, I'll tell myself here, H-E-R-E. And I see it as a reminder that I'm here, and not where my thoughts are going, and not somewhere else. And when I say here, then in the wake of that simple word, simple reminder, I open all my, in a sense, I open all my senses up to experience what it's like for this moment to be here. And sometimes it's hearing, sometimes it's sensing in my body, sometimes it's just knowing how active my thinking mind is. Here in the present is a mind that's filled with thoughts. But I'm not involved in those thoughts. It's kind of like I step back and I recognize, oh, this is what's happening here and now. And then in the wake of that, that lasts for a second or two or something before the thoughts take over or something, and then I'll gently say it again, here. Here, and it's not a command like you'd give to a dog. It's more like an invitation or a welcoming here, into here. And it's quite special, quite wonderful to be here. But we want to be careful not to evaluate here by the circumstances we're in. Maybe you're in a wonderful circumstance. Maybe you're in a not so interesting place where you're meditating. But the wonderfulness of here is not the externals, not just the internal, but rather the way that awareness begins to grow and flower in the middle of here. And that the interaction, the mutuality of the place we're in, the experiences we're having here in our body and mind, and the awareness that meets it, that's the fully embodied here. And that is what can grow and develop. And it's like we're developing a capacity to be aware here. And this capacity is what starts to become very special and rich and wonderful and a marvel. And the capacity to be here, many capacities we're developing in Buddhism, but one of them is to feel safe here. And maybe where you're sitting and meditating is a safe place just for these moments that you're here. And maybe there's a lot of danger in your life. But here, maybe for these minutes, it's safe. And as the capacity to awareness grows, we're also developing that capacity to feel the present moment safety. But it isn't just the safety that's around us, but also the safety that we bring with us. As awareness grows, the awareness itself develops a capacity for non-fear. The capacity for awareness grows and develops here, and it's this interaction between our inner capacity for feeling safe or feeling having no fear that meets the environment that makes it rich and valuable. And at some point we realize that we have the ability to bring that non-fear, to bring that safety that's always here with us as we go into the world and go into the places where it's even dangerous. And so there's a different chemistry between the dangers in the world and ourselves because we develop this capacity, this ability to hold, to have space for, the ability, this inner strength to meet what's going on. So that's all to say that to say the word here, simple, relaxed, as an invitation for you to open to what is here is a wonderful little practice. It's so rich, even though it's so simple. And the simpler you do it, the better. So as we sit today, we'll get started and do some of this basic, usual, getting settled. And then at some point, you might want to, on your own, just in a nice, rhythmic, relaxed way, tell yourself the word here, a soft little whisper in the mind. And in the wake of that saying that, to be present for what's here. Take in more fully. And take in the breathing, the body, the feelings, the emotions, whatever it is that shows itself, that appears in the wake of here. So assuming a comfortable meditation posture, and making sure that it's not only comfortable, but also that the posture will express alertness in some way, a certain vitality, physical vitality that supports being here, present. And if it's comfortable, you can close your eyes and gently take some deeper breaths, maybe 3/4 full, but deep enough so you have to do it consciously. And that consciously breathing deeper is a way of being more fully here, so that your mind is not so much drifting off in thought. And then a longer exhale than usual. Not so you get winded or it's a strain, but maybe a little bit at the end of the exhale. Exhale more. At the end of the exhale, pause ever so slightly, maybe saying the word here, and feel your experience in that fraction of a moment of pausing. And then you take a deep breath in. Pause ever so slightly on the top of the inhale. Here, in that pause. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And taking just a few moments to scan through your body to relax any holding tension in your body, in the face, the shoulders, the belly. And then again, attune yourself to the experience of the body breathing. And at the end of the exhale, maybe have an ever so slight pause in which you say gently, softly, the word here. And in this cycle of breathing in, breathing out, perhaps an infinitesimal pause, being here for your breathing, is there any point in the cycle where you feel safe, feel an assurance, or a lack of anxiety or fear? Or the place in the cycle where there's at least fear? Or the most sense of safety? And if there is such a place in the cycle, or is such a feeling in your body anywhere, gently, softly say here with it. Here, and then feel it more fully. Increasing your capacity to be here without fear. remembering here. Here being like a drop of water landing in the middle of the pond, and the ripple of awareness spreads through about the pond of our life, silently, openly. And then as we come to the end of a sitting, perhaps to appreciate that as we develop our capacity to be here, that this, recognize that this is an inner capacity of awareness of our whole system, psychophysical system, being able to be present for present moment experience. And that capacity is closely related to our capacity to be without fear, to feel safe. Safe enough to feel our fear, where that which is without fear knows if we are afraid. And that capacity to be fearless, to be without fear, to feel safe, is a profound form of trust, trusting, that can be a gift that we provide others. That the more we know how to be, feel safe, a safety we carry with us everywhere, the more we can offer that safety to others, we can be reassuring to others. They have nothing to fear from us, but more than that, they recognize, maybe they'll recognize that they are able to relax their fear. They can be more at ease. And may it be that this practice of mindfulness that we do, that it develops our capacity to share our absence of fear with others, that it shares our ability to be present in a way where no one needs to be afraid of us. And may it be this practice spreads out into the world a greater assurance, reassurance for others that they too can begin to relax, be at ease. May the extension or the influence of our practice spread out into the world in known and unknown ways to bring greater happiness and well-being, greater safety and peace, and greater freedom of heart to all beings everywhere. May all beings feel safe. May all beings be happy.